Good morning. Happy Sunday, everybody. It is time for Mile High Magazine, at least my portion of it. It's Murphy Houston here. We're glad you are there. Hope you're having a great day. And joining us right now on Mile High Magazine is Trenda Stetzinger. She's the founder of Hearts, Hands, and Hope Foundation. Trenda, welcome to Mile High Magazine today.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to tell everyone our mission.
Well, we're excited to hear it. I've been doing this show for a long time. I've been doing radio in Denver since 1986, and every week when I come on and talk to fine folks like you, I learn about an organization I've never heard of before, and I'm sure with all the people that live in Denver or the surrounding area here, it's the same way. So let's start off, being that you're the founder of Hearts, Hands, and Hope Foundation, how it started and what it's all about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We started literally with unfortunate news back in 2016. Both my mom and I were diagnosed with breast cancer within a week of each other.
Wow.
Quite a shock.
What are the odds of that, unfortunately, huh? Jeez.
Exactly. And neither one of us, we both got tested for the gene. Neither one of us carry the gene. So it was just a very strange coincidence. We're both diagnosed, and we both had to, you know, go through surgery. I started chemotherapy. And during all this process, you know, everyone tends to think cancer will never happen to me. And I was one of those people. And so when I was first started my chemotherapy, I was like, you know, why? Why is this happening to me? And I made a decision that it could either turn me into a victim or it could be turned into something positive. And I talked to my mom and my husband, and that day, Hearts, Hands, and Hope Foundation was formed.
Well, and how's your health now?
Doing good. Both my mom and I are in remission, and we're plugging along and trying to do as much good as we can, you know, through this whole entire experience, even, you know, years later.
Well, I got to tell you, my wife's a 2-time breast cancer, and hang on for this one, Trenda, I'm a breast cancer survivor. So
that is incredible.
Yeah, well, imagine my surprise.
Yes.
But anyhow, all is well. That's all I could tell you. We're both healthy, and thank God for that. So the name, I'm curious about the name, Hearts, Hands, Hope. How'd that all come about?
Well, when we were trying to think of the name for this nonprofit, we looked at all, you know, at all angles of it. What is it that's going to make us stronger, not only physically, mentally, but emotionally as well? It takes a lot of heart to get through cancer, no matter, you know, whether you're stage one and or stage four. It takes a lot of heart to get through that, and not only for the cancer patient, but for their families as well. So we knew heart had to be involved. It takes hands to lift you up physically, mentally, emotionally, and of course you have to have hope in order to get through it. And so we put all those together, and we have Hearts, Hands, and Hope Foundation.
Which, of course, is a local nonprofit for those that don't know. So what is your mission? What do you do? How do you help people so people can know and want to know if they want to get involved or maybe need your help?
Yes, sir. So we are a very small nonprofit, and we intentionally do that because all of our focus is for the patients who may not be seen otherwise. And I say that because a lot of people like to keep their diagnosis, you know, more on the quiet side, or they don't have the ability to, you know, get support through the bigger organizations. So we support women and children who are battling breast and childhood cancer. And we added childhood cancer. I used to be a teacher, and one of my very first students had been diagnosed with leukemia. And I had helped him and his family with some fundraisers and whatnot. And unfortunately, he did pass away. But he kind of became the face for me of being introduced to cancer. And I say that because, you know, he was just so focused on getting better, and he had such a positive attitude. And so even prior to my diagnosis, being around that, I knew I wanted to help as much as I possibly could. And in fact, right after my diagnosis, I had participated in the Cancer Walk, the Susan G. Komen Cancer Walk.
Sure.
And he had surprised me, and he walked that entire walk with me. He was in so much pain. He refused to sit in his wheelchair. And all I could say was, if Miss Trenda can do it, I'm going to do it. And he passed away just a couple of months afterwards.
Oh,
and
boy.
So his drive and his motivation to be there for me really, you know, I still thrive on that each day. And so that's why we included childhood cancer. We provide a scholarship to three high school seniors along our I-70 corridor in his name. It's just a small scholarship, but it's for a senior that gives back to the community, that, you know, is going into a career that helps others. Doesn't matter what that is. You know, a mechanic,
sure.
He helps others.
Sure.
Medical, law enforcement, fire, whatever. So we do that each year for three high school seniors. We also give care packages to Children's Hospital. Last year, we donated close to 200 bags to them.
Wow.
Each bag contains about 40 different items. Items that, you know, could be beneficial during their treatment or while they're in the hospital. Everything from coloring books to socks, hats, chapstick, hand sanitizer, puzzles, you know, journals, anything like that. So we do that. We try and do that twice a year. So we really focus on providing that support in a variety of ways to many of our beneficiaries.
Now, you must have a website. Is that too, Trenda?
We do. It's heartshandsandhopefoundation.org. All of our information is on there. The scholarship information is on there. You know, things that we do. You know, we really, really rely on, we don't pay for any advertising or marketing. It's all word of mouth. It's all social media, because we want every penny that we can bring in to go to our beneficiaries.
And I know you have a big fundraiser coming up, but I want to talk more about what else you're doing to raise money. Where do you get your funding? Because all you do is not free.
Exactly. We rely heavily on grants and on private donations. You know, we tell people that it doesn't matter if it's one penny, you know, that helps. That goes to helping somebody. And so we do. We do, like I said, all of our advertising and marketing is via social media or word of mouth.
Well, we're glad to have you on Mile High Magazine today, because we do have a lot of listeners to the show, to get that word out there. So when you say you're a small nonprofit, how many people are working there? Just you?
We have three board members, me, my husband, and my mom. And
kind of keeping it in the family a little bit, huh?
We do. But, you know, we, like I said, we're really focused on, you know, keeping the money for our beneficiaries. We are volunteer basis only. That's why we like to keep it small. The bigger you get, you know, the more guidelines and whatnot you have to follow. And we just want to focus on those that are, you know, more hidden, because they don't feel comfortable going into the bigger organizations and whatnot. And so we like to help those privately.
And when people perhaps need the help, maybe they have a child that you could pick up their spirits, or a high school student of their own, they can go to the website to get that information and apply. Do they apply for that kind of help? Is that how it works?
Yes, sir. So they go to the website, they fill out the application. We do require that their doctor sends us a confirmation letter, you know, just so that we know we're not getting scammed.
Well, sure.
And once their application is approved, then we help them through either financial assistance, meals, transportation, different resources, anything that we can do, sitting in the hospital with them, with the child while the mom goes and gets a haircut. Anything that we can do to make, you know, this battle a little bit easier. And for every person, that is a different look, and that's totally fine, because there is no right or wrong. And we just do whatever we possibly can to make it easier.
Well, you don't ask questions. You just help, is the feeling I get.
Yes. And like I said, you know, we do that through a variety of ways. The financial assistance, you know, since we are small, we try and help as many people as possible. So, you know, that might be somebody's electric bill. It might be a gift card to get food. It might be a gas card so they can keep going to the hospital to visit their child. You know, it's just we do whatever we possibly can. And since we rely only on, you know, private donations or sponsorships or whatnot, you know, we fundraisers such as the one that's coming up is vitally important because that's what gets us through the entire year.
Well, then we better hop to it here, Trenda. Let's talk about that big fundraiser coming up. What's going on with it? What's happening?
Yes, we're very, very excited. We have partnered up with Mile High Harley-Davidson in Aurora.
Oh, that's a good place.
Yes, it's a very good place. Yeah. And on Saturday, May 18th, we are doing our first charity poker run. You don't have to be a motorcycle rider to participate. You can register and drive your car. We have five different stops. It'll be a great run that kind of goes around the outskirts of Denver. So you're going to get beautiful views, a good ride. And then afterwards, we're having a big after party there at Mile High. That's going to consist of, we're going to have music. We're going to have special appearances, bouncy house, food truck, just a wide variety of activities.
So it's a real family event.
Very, very family focused. Yes, sir.
Well, that's a good thing. How do we get registered? I suppose just go to your wonderful website.
Yeah, you can go to the website or you can go to Eventbrite and you can purchase your registration ticket there if you want. For the ride, it's $25. So it's very, very doable and all proceeds will come to Hearts, Hands, and Hope.
And if people, well, maybe they can't attend event, but they could certainly kick in some cash. Should they go to the website for that too?
Yes, sir. Everything is right there on the website.
King. Cash is king, you know, right, Trenda?
Yeah, absolutely.
And don't you know? And I'm sitting here, my mind is just spinning. Here you are, a cancer recovery. Your mom's a cancer recovery, both breast cancer. Your husband's involved. There's three of you. And you talk about all the stuff you're doing. Are you retired so you can do all of this? Or how do you make time?
I am retired. I was very fortunate enough that when I was diagnosed, my husband was like, okay, that's, you know, go ahead, retire. We need to focus on your health. And so, you know, this is what we do. My husband is a disabled vet. He's also a cancer survivor. And just recently I was in the hospital for a month, but I was working on the fundraiser from my hospital bed.
I'm sorry to hear that. Was that cancer related too?
It was complications from my original surgery.
Oh,
so,
man, I'm sorry.
But we got through it, and we're doing much better today. And but, you know, my whole purpose of bringing that up was no matter what we do, you know, this foundation is what our focus is. You know, it's our purpose. And God puts you through, tough battles.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't always understand them. So all you can do is go with it and accept it and make the very best of it. And that's what we do on a daily basis with this nonprofit.
Well, Trenda, we're talking, by the way, I should have mentioned this again, Trenda Snetzinger, the founder, as you can tell, of Hearts, Hands, and the Hope Foundation. How about volunteers, Trenda? Do you need any volunteers?
Oh, we desperately need volunteers. Excuse me. If anybody's interested in volunteering, we can sign off on any community service after the event. We need them throughout the year on, you know, different things. But for this event in particular, we desperately need volunteers.
Well, if you got people going to help a mom get a break and get a haircut if her child's got cancer, somebody's sitting there. Somebody is being a good soul and helping you out. So how do they do that? Go to the website again?
They can go to the website and send us a message, or they could call 303-641-3927 and hook up with myself, and we can get you lined up on what would be the best fit. We do, on certain events, we do have to do background checks just for liability purposes.
Sure, especially with children involved.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, we always put that out there. But, you know, mainly we want those who share the same passion as us. And that's just helping as many people as we possibly can. And, you know, we don't need to make anything big or anything. Sometimes just a handmade Valentine's card that we drop off at Children's Hospital.
Sure.
Sometimes that just brightens their day a little bit more.
You're the best, Trenda. You and your family. Trenda Snetzinger, keep up the good work, kiddo. And thanks for coming on Mile High Magazine today.
Thank you very much for having me, sir. Have a blessed day.
A great story for sure. Hang on, everybody. More coming up here. I'm Murphy Houston.